Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Please accept my apologies for running approximately 3 minutes behind schedule. This is a record-setting evening. This is my first meeting without wearing a tie. Isn't that something? It's not because of the car accident either. It's because I just can't.
They're all garage sales.
Yeah, they're all garage sales. So. Tonight's city council meeting is called to order. I kindly ask our distinguished city clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Ralph D'Antino.
Here.
Matthew Flanagan.
Here.
Hill.
Here.
Greg Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Ray Pollack.
Here.
Robert Piper.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelsberg.
Here.
We begin city council meetings with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I would like to ask one of the most important people in the city of Geneva. Why she's not out plowing the streets is beyond me. However, our assistant, am I looking at the right?
Yeah.
Is that Pam Broviak? Yes. Pam? Pam Broviak, please lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Thank you, Pam. Folks, I think most of the council members and the community would probably agree that tonight's meeting is always an enjoyable meeting because we get to hear from the members of the Mental Health Board, those who are charged with the authority and responsibility of distributing funds that are collected throughout the year to benefit the various public servant agencies that do such extraordinary work and often do that work unheralded. So we're glad to see so many people. I did receive emails and texts earlier this evening from some folks who were planning to come from a little bit further distance and could not make it. So we'll be giving those funds to all of you. I would like to turn the floor over to the distinguished alderman from the 5th Ward, Alderman Ralph D'Antino, who's a member of the Mental Health Board, and will be leading the presentation this evening, I'm certain, including introduction of the other Mental Health Board members. So, Mr. D'Antino, the floor is yours.
Thank you.
Ooh. Oh, gosh. Yeah, the floor. Yeah.
The floor. He almost had the floor.
Yeah.
That was...
Compline.
Thank you, Mayor Burns and Alderman. Last year I've had the pleasure of serving on the Mental Health Board. It's been kind of a great experience for me. And what I'd like to do is introduce the rest of the members of our board here. We have Chairman, please stand up, Vicki Davison-Bell. Vice Chair is Greg Torrance. Our Secretary is John Ford. Tim O'Neill's on the board. I do not see him. Candace Goldstein is over there, and myself, as well as Lisa Schodel. I don't know if I said that right. Schodel, I'm sorry. Thank you. And tonight we're all going to take a turn to pass out a few of these checks. They gave me a couple of them here. They're in no particular order, but this is what was determined from the amount of money that was dispensed, $139,000. The surplus from our levy was going to be to our capital funds project. Vicki, do you want to say anything else, or you'd have to come up here if you do?
No.
That's great. Okay. So, without further ado, I guess I've got a check for the Elder Day Center. Is anybody here from the Elder Day Center?
Yeah, and more importantly, the presentation you give are really to the people who are watching this evening, and you're an old pro. You've been here millions of times.
Yeah.
But
millions.
Surprisingly, that we get a lot of folks who watch, so if you could just take no more than an hour.
Not a problem. Sorry.
Yeah.
And remember, the Bears are playing.
Honey, I'm a Packer fan, so I already lost.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Hey, Ralph.
The Elder Day Center.
Take it back.
back, no worries.
No, I was just going to say how much it was, but I forgot.
Take the money.
It's $4,000.
I thought he was going to take it back because I was a Packer fan.
That'll be next year.
Yeah, welcome back.
Move to resume.
Hi, I'm Vicki Miller. I'm the director of Elder Day Center in Batavia. We're an adult day program for senior citizens. We're happy to serve the clients from Geneva. We've been located here at Geneva Lutheran. We've moved down the valley a little bit by the Bethany Lutheran Ministry Center, but we still serve all of the Tri-Cities area. So we provide structured activities for the seniors during the day, and the reason we meet the criteria for mental health is because the senior population is the largest population that experiences depression. You have to remember, as you age, there's a lot of loss. You lose your friends, your spouse. Depression increases, so we make sure that there's structured activity for them to do, cognitive stimulation so that we can slow down the process of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease. We have a lot of Parkinson's clients right now. And we also provide for the care of the family caregivers who are taking care of them. And as many of you probably take care of your senior parents and give them the support that they need. So we appreciate the $4,000. We thank you for your continued support, and as you age, feel free to come and visit us. It happens sooner than what you think. So.
I'll take care of you.
It's a good thing.
Thank you, Ms. Miller.
Next, we have $5,000 for the Fox Valley Hospice. Anybody here from the hospice?
That's correct. In fact, Ms. Malone had emailed me that she could not make it. She fell ill, apparently, toward the end of the day today. So,
I'm sure they're thankful for their $5,000.
Yeah, certainly are.
Next, I'm going to have Vicki start off and bring up the check she has to award to the people.
Now, Vicki, for our benefit, share with everybody how long you've been on the Mental Health Board and how long you've been chairman. And well, we got to wait till you get to the microphone. This is so exciting.
I believe I've been with the Mental Health Board now about 9 years, give or take. About as long as I've been in my position at work, and that's how I measure it.
And what do you do for work? Because it's fascinating what you do, because you and I email each other, and I always think it's pretty cool.
I'm an orthopedic nurse practitioner at Loyola, so I work with the trauma population. I've been with the board for about 9 years, give or take, 10, and I've been chairman on and off over the that time.
Was it a bloodless coup?
It was. That's why I kind of got dragged kicking and screaming into it. It was like, what? Don't. But I'm settling into it.
You do a great job.
Thank you. So what I'd like to do is present my next two checks. The first one is for School District 304.
Thank you. Now here's a familiar face.
Too familiar with some.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Sam. Thank you. I tried to drive slowly tonight because I was afraid.
Is that directed toward me by any chance,
no,
Mr. Davis?
No, not at all. You know, anyway, I'm Chick Williams from the from Geneva 304, and the Mental Health Board has for several years been gracious enough to provide us money for prevention regarding alcohol and drugs. Part of the Mental Health Board's responsibility is to provide those funds for alcohol and drug counseling and specifically prevention, though. And I do want to mention that there are some things that are happening in the community. At my presentation, I did stress the fact that in the years that I've been doing this, it seems like the last couple of years things have seemed to pick up again. It's kind of a cyclical problem, but we are experiencing more issues with some of our young people, and it's something that we've got to continue to address as the Mental Health Board and the City Council, I know, appreciate that fact. One of the things is this synthetic marijuana that's going to become illegal on January 1st, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to stop our kids from using it, and it's something that we've got to pay attention to. Parents, if parents are listening, other people in positions of authority that have some effect. It goes by the name of K2, red magic, a whole bunch of things. And really all it is incense that has been dubbed as synthetic marijuana, and it's very dangerous and very harmful. We're seeing a lot of that within the community. And so we're really trying to make an effort to address that. I also want to plug on January 12th, because of some of the trends that we've seen happening, there's a gentleman by the name of Dan Davis. Some of you maybe have had the opportunity to see him. He's going to come in for one night. He's at some other school in Illinois. He's from upstate New York. Has quite a story to tell, but his main thing is talking about choices. And on January 12th, the high school auditorium for adults, parents, they can bring their kids. Kids can come if they're accompanied by a parent, but we are going to try to get all the parents that we can out to try to prevent some of this behavior. Because, as you all know, it starts at home with the parents, and if we're going to have an effect, it's addressing them. So if any of you, I'd love to see you, if you can make it on a Wednesday night, January 12th, the high school auditorium. There'll be a lot of good information to take with you and maybe share with others. But thanks to the Mental Health Board for, again, helping us provide prevention activities. If we didn't have these funds, we wouldn't be able to do a lot of the things that we do for the kids and families in the community. Thank you.
Thanks, Vicki.
Thank you, Mr. Williams.
Sure. What time is that meeting?
7 o'clock.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Next, I'd like to present a check for $11,000 to Lazarus House.
No, Darlene, is this the official passing of the torch? Yeah.
This is the official passing of the torch. Anybody got a torch? Anyone? Anyone? This is Liz Eakins, and Liz Eakins will be taking over as executive director as of the first of the year. And I'm going to bail next Wednesday and leave for Florida for 2 months, and you're not. Na-na. I want you to know that tonight, especially on a snowy night like this, you guys could have picked better weather for this meeting, you know.
Sorry. No, it's the alderman is not here's fault.
Whoever didn't show up, that's right, let's blame them. 61 of your neighbors who would have otherwise been out in this horrible weather have a home, and they have wonderful food, and they have lots of good help in addition to just shelter. And all these folks back here know that because they're part of this help. We all work together with over 50 different social service agencies, many of whom you fund. Thank you for that. Because just providing food and shelter isn't enough to help people not be homeless anymore. They need to address the issues that caused homelessness. And we're so grateful for all that we can do together as a community every day to help our neighbors not only have stability at Lazarus House, but also to keep them housed in place. 55 households are being subsidized monthly through the grants that come through Lazarus House, and we're so grateful for that. Liz Eakins currently is in charge of our housing programs. You want to talk a little bit about that, Liz?
Sure. Actually, I'm just thinking, well, first of all, Mayor, I need to tell you, I am known as Crash in my family, and I can tell you a lot of stories. I've sympathized with you a lot. And so anyway, we'll talk about that later.
And these are the most charitable people in our community who are giving you a hard time.
I'm just saying I empathize.
Do you have a subsidy program for Nissan?
Anyway, I had the privilege tonight, about probably 45 minutes ago, of having a young man that grew up in Geneva wish me a very Merry Christmas. He came to Lazarus House, a pretty angry young man, about 2 years ago. And he came through our emergency shelter system, went into our transitional living center, and actually was asked to leave that program because he wasn't doing so well. We have the privilege of administering a HUD grant that allows us to house what HUD considers the chronically homeless. He has been in that program now for almost a year, and we have seen remarkable things happen with him. Part of this anger that we were seeing was the fact that he had some pretty significant mental health issues going on that were never addressed before and never recognized, really. He now has a part-time job with an area retailer, and he is in an apartment that he takes great pride in. He never has to pay more than 10% of his income towards his rent and utilities, and he can be there for as long as he wants. This isn't a grant that's going to go away, and as long as he continues to cooperate with our program, which he's doing a magnificent job, he will have a home. And we're just very grateful for all that you have done and all, as Darlene said, our partners have done to make this a reality. And he is a major success story. So thank you.
Thank you, Liz. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I want to invite everyone for dinner on Christmas Day. If you're looking for something to do, I am not doing the cooking, so it is safe. Lazarus House will have its annual community Christmas dinner, and it is a way to give people a place to come to add some meaning to the day. We have people show up all the time who just want to have something more than presents and a big dinner. They want some meaning. So please know that you're all invited. And there's plenty of parking, so it should be safe. And we would love to have you show up, even just for a few minutes, to say Merry Christmas. Thank you for all that you do to make Lazarus House a community home. We're very, very grateful. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
I need to go have a good little cry right now.
This is Grandpa Torrance.
Grandpa.
How many times over are you a grandpa, Mr. Torrance?
Three.
Three. And everyone's doing well?
Everyone's doing great. Thank you.
Incredible.
My name is Greg Torrance, and I'm the co-chair of the Mental Health Board. Do we face this way or this way, or how do you do?
Well, we prefer if you just turned around, because it would be get in trouble with the FCC.
It's been a pleasure serving on the board. I believe I've been on the board for 8 or 9 years now so far, so I do appreciate the privilege of serving on the board. The checks that I have tonight, the first one is for Casa Kane County for $1,000.
You made it, Gloria.
Yeah, I made it here.
Welcome.
Thank you. And truly on behalf of our board of directors and our CASAs and our whole entire staff, thank you for this donation. Sorry I won't speak long because I'm just coming back from laryngitis. But an organization that, truly works on the majority of volunteers to advocate for abused and neglected children, I'm really honored to represent this organization because, you know, you look at the volunteers, you look at the many great partners that I know in this room today that throughout our work together and our strategies, we're always working on, you know, positive income and impact on not only children but families, how we're all going to be working together. And it's pretty remarkable, especially this time of year when we see so much joint venture and in our support of our community, again, Geneva Mental Health Board, to make the reality of our program succeed and to flourish. We operate under about $1 million a year budget. I have a staff of 11, and I receive no state or government funding. So to operate as a small business like we do, train over 200 advocates, and make sure that we are doing the very best, working on the best interests for children in the court systems. We are appointed by the courts. We work very heavily with judicial partners, but we are not funded by them. So, and I think some people don't have that reality and understanding, but we're grateful, and it's, again, towards your support that that we're able to flourish. So thank you.
Thank you, Gloria.
The next check that I have is for $3,100 to Day One Network.
How was it traversing westbound today coming here?
Well, you mean, you know, this kind of...
Well, you must have driven through Batavia.
Well, I got to tell you, it was pretty slippery. It makes me think I need to look at my tires.
Couldn't be our fault for guys.
I want to thank everybody and certainly make you aware that my not being here the last time was, I don't know, brain something, like numb. And I apologize for that because clearly this is very important dollars to us and the funding in this past few years has just continued to erode. And I know that that's the case for most people here. So it makes us have to want to work harder and find other ways and be more creative and all other kinds of measures to provide and continue to provide the quality services that are so important to us. Day One Network has been around since 1989, so we've been here around 21 years. We are a consumer-driven organization in that we sort of focus ourselves as the sort of a one-stop shopping front door to the service system for children and adults where there's developmental delays and or disabilities. And we cover a larger area in terms of Kane and Kendall County and to some degree Hanover Township of Cook. In doing such, we have served over 3,129 individuals, of which 121 of those individuals are from Geneva. Of our children's program, we have a 0 to 3, and where those little kiddos are hoping to get them off to the best start they can get. And what we are is, again, the front door to get them determined eligible, to get to help the family sort of walk through all of that, that maze of all of the questions and decisions and choices that they need to make, and then to make sure they get those services and hopefully get them timely. That 0 to 3 period is a short period of time, but it's so critical because these are the learning, sort of key learning times, and then those youngsters are then transition into the school system at age 3, which then picks up to hopefully keep that ball rolling so those kids hopefully can mainstream the ultimate and never need any further services, or at least have had the best shot they can to maximize the potential that they have. So that's what's so important about that, and all of those things is working with everyone here. The population is someone where there's a developmental disability and a delay. However, it affects whether they might be homeless. It may affect a family system. It may cross all lines with a family that may have multiple problems, alcoholism, mental health. So it becomes, I get pretty passionate about this. but it does impact all, and so therefore, you know, it brings into line, I think, the crucial part of coordinating all of that so none of us are working against and that we're all trying to do the right thing. We also work with a lot of folks who already may be determined developmentally disabled, and those individuals we provide the kind of services like our first front door is one of the things we do, is to make sure everyone is in what's called PUNS. And that's a database, and it's also now very much a waiting list. In our area alone for Kane and some of Kendall on that, we've got probably about 1,200 people waiting for services. Now, not all of those individuals are in emergency need, but it gives you an indication of how little the dollars are from the state to be available to those families. And that waiting list comes with a draw. Once a year, they do a draw. And last year, there were like 14 names pulled in our area. Some might be children, some were adults. But only approximately 12 of those were folks we were able to seek services to. Now, when you've got a waiting list in this pool of 1,200 people who are in need of services, you may have a lifetime here in terms of those folks having to have their name pulled. So I guess I wanted to share that because it's our role to make sure those folks are in it. But the major issue is, the state dollars, as all you know, as you well know, are decreasing and decreasing. And so that shrinks, and it becomes really unfortunate that only excess emergencies are able to get some help. So we're trying to continue to put a voice to that and a face to that so that those folks aren't forgotten. I just want to share with you one quick thing that we did. We have tried very hard this last year to remain solvent, the big issue for any of us. And I think we did pretty well, but we made some real hard decisions a year ago. But that's not to say now that if we are forced, like this year, we had to cut 10% to our our Child and Family Connection Program. That means losing staff. We lost about 148,000 in that program. That hurts. We're also losing 2.5% to, you know, in our other programs. So all of that really pinches. To say the least, we're still trying to not overuse a line of credit because I don't want to certainly abuse that, and we've had a bank that's worked well with us. But I think those are tough times. But we don't have a receptionist, and we have a lot of things that you kind of take for granted. When they're gone, they're gone. So what we've done is work with Mid-Valley, and we've worked with the association to bring in, like Mid-Valley, we bring in about 5 or 6 students, and part of what they're learning is clerical. It's a work site. And the others are learning janitorial because we don't have anyone to do maintenance. So we have those kind of issues. It becomes a work site for them and their portfolio, while it also helps us. So it's a win-win. And I'm excited about that, and I hope that that works in other communities because I think if we can reach out and give some of these folks a hand, it'll make a big difference on both sides. And I think, so I share that because I think sometimes we don't look at that as maybe opportunity, and that has been. So I want to wish you a happy holiday. I thank you very much. It means a great deal to us to be in Geneva and to have the help. And thank you so much. If anyone is interested, we are selling CDs for Christmas. It's produced by the Hicks brothers, who are in Batavia. And we also have calendars, so just give us a buzz. Thanks.
Thank you.
I would just like to take a moment just to thank the City Council for allowing the 708 Board to come before you again and present checks this way. I think this is an awesome way to do it. Mm-hmm. You guys get to see where some of the money goes, and you get to hear from some of the agencies that you support with some really great stories. So thank you again for allowing us to do this. The last check that I have is to suicide prevention for $7,000.
My name is Kimberly Tarver, and I'm kind of a new face to the agency, Suicide Prevention Services. I serve on the board of directors, and I am personally a direct recipient of the services that they've provided. We are an organization dedicated to reducing and eliminating suicide and suicide attempts. Our mission is to save lives and restore hope. We do that through prevention, intervention, and postvention efforts, through education, advocacy, and collaboration with many of the people sitting here. We're nestled in Batavia, and I drove from there tonight. It wasn't so bad.
I'm just giving you a grief.
It's okay. Stowe Manor is a lovely facility. I invite you to drive by on Christmas Eve. Our memorial luminaria will be lit, and it really is a beautiful winter scene. We are the 7th largest organization of its kind in the nation, and we are recognized nationally for our efforts to combat suicide. And I can't tell you how much it means to be recognized and appreciated locally. That really means more than anything. We do counseling, support. We have a 24-hour hotline that we run. We're the backup for the National Crisis Line and for the 1-800-SUICIDE. And that's pretty big. We take a lot of calls. I can't tell you the exact number, but I know we had some kind of record. We hit some milestone most recently. We work with the schools, and we're partnering with all the schools in the local area, hospitals, businesses, training. So that is about it. And I just have to say thank you so very much. And I feel like we're in very good company. And thank you to all of you.
Kimberly, may I ask you a sensitive question?
Certainly.
You referenced at the beginning that you were a direct beneficiary.
Yes.
And you're now on the board.
Yes. My daughter, Erin, died 11 years ago by suicide. She was 17. And, you know, now that I'm educated and informed, I don't know if I would have recognized the signs and symptoms, but I've sit around circles of people that I know that they would have recognized had they known. And mostly it's their friends. You know, I don't think it's teachers. I don't think it's parents. I think that when there's young people in crises, they talk to their friends, and we need to do a better job of equipping them. And I think of it like, I think of depression and mental health like cancer, that if you got a diagnosis of cancer, you would do something, and you would do something now. And when you have depression, you need to do something, and you need to do something now, because it kills people. People die. And so it's nice to be funded and appreciated and make lives better. Thank you.
Thank you, Kimberly.
No more questions.
No more.
Thank you.
Mr. Ford's going to do the next round of
Mr. Mayor, Council.
Mr. Ford.
I'm John Ford, and I've been on the board about 7 or 8 years. And I think the thing that strikes me most is the cooperation among the various agencies and the interdependency, not only that they have, but I'm going to guess an average client is probably receiving services from 2 or 3 agencies at the same time, and it's just magnificent. The first agency I have is the Rent Center for $6,600.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here. My name is Jerry Scogmo from Renz Addiction Counseling Center. Renz is a provider of alcohol and drug abuse, primarily in the Elgin area for prevention, but for treatment, much like Chick Williams has a prevention programming, here we have the treatment programming in this area. Our St. Charles office saw nearly 200 St. Charles and Geneva residents last year. Alcohol and marijuana abuse are probably the most prevalent, but there's an increasing tendency for heroin and prescription drug abuse that's been going on the last couple of years. We're a well-established agency. This is our, or in 2011 will be our 50th year of operation. Our St. Charles office is our second largest office. We have 3 offices, Elgin, Streamwood, and St. Charles. And I just want to, you know, we collaborate, as many of the other speakers have said, with many of the agencies here. We work very closely with Ecker Center and Lazarus House, as well as a couple of other agencies. Chick Williams said something about K2. It's becoming more and more of a problem. We're seeing that, and we're offering a seminar workshop in our Elgin offices on February 22nd about K2. It's geared for, primarily for professionals, but the public is certainly welcome as well. Thank you for your support. It's needed more than ever. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. The next agency is the Ecker Center for $29,600.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
It's good to be here. It's wonderful to be here and receive a check. We are, like all of the people who came before me, very, very grateful for your funding. As you know, you've heard it before, those of us who rely on the state of Illinois are finding it more and more difficult to continue to do what we do. And it is funding like the funding you provide that enables us to continue. We at the Ecker Center serve the niche of people who have severe mental illness for the most part. The prevalence of mental illness in the population is about 20%. Those with very severe mental illnesses are about 7% of the population. We do a number of things. We have a 24-hour staffed crisis program that is located at Sherman Hospital. We go out to Delanor at times and to Provena St. Joe's when people present and need state funding for their help. We also have a 24-hour crisis program that helps people actually stay out of hospitalizations because our psychiatrists are there, staffed by nurses also. We, of course, have psychiatrists. That's probably what defines our service more specifically, is the people who come to us have a severe enough mental illness that they really need that medication to be able to go on with their treatment. We provide also case management, rehabilitation services, and quite a few residential services. 24-hour supervised down to just a little case management and help with rental of apartments. We work with Lazarus House in their HUD program, like many of the other agencies in the area. We work very, very closely with Lazarus House, and we work also very closely with the Wren Center that has, in this last year and a half, obtained a wonderful federal grant that allows us to provide a lot of service that we would not have been able to before. So we're very excited about that. Again, thank you so much. This means a great deal, and it will provide a lot of services. Happy holidays.
Thank you very much.
And the next agency is Easter Seals for $900.
Hi, I'm Sarah Cohen with the Easter Seals DuPage in the Fox Valley region. And on behalf of myself and Mary Alice Darcy, who unfortunately couldn't be here, she had a board meeting tonight, and the board, we really thank you for the support that you've given to us again this year. We're so grateful for it. Easter Seals has been around since 1952, at least the one in DuPage, and we now have three centers, DuPage, Villa Park, Naperville, and Elgin. And our Geneva clients tend to split themselves between our Villa Park Center and our Elgin Center. And the thing that sets it's Easter Seals DuPage is probably one of the best outpatient pediatric rehabilitation centers in the nation. And we provide a wide range of services from occupational therapy, physical therapy, audiology services for all ages, speech and language therapy. We're starting to focus more and more on autism because of the tremendous increase that we're seeing in children diagnosed with autism now. And in addition, all kinds of clinics that really specialize and hone in on particular problems that kids have. And we're also blessed with a medical advisory board. It's a group of doctors, 9 to 12 doctors, who donate their time to come in once a month and talk about particularly difficult, challenging cases that our therapists are having. So these kids are getting premier quality therapy that really is making a difference in a life, in their lives. We had a case. I met one boy the other day who, when he was a year old, his mother was in tears describing what happened to him as he grew up with Easter Seals. He could not sit up. He had low tone. He couldn't sit up at all. And you try to put him in a sitting position, he'd just flop over, almost totally flat. And through physical therapy for not that long a time, it was amazing. By the time he was entering school, he was pretty much functioning. I think he stayed with Easter Seals until he was about 5 or 6. Now the kid's in high school, and he's on the football team. He's a triathlete. You would never know that he had had these issues when he was a kid. So it really does make a huge difference in the lives of these kids. So, again, on behalf of Mary Alice, I thank you very much for your support.
Thank you.
And our next board member, Candy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ford.
My name is Candace Goldstein, and I've been on the Mental Health Board for a year. And my first check is for $3,000 to Fox Valley Special Recreation.
I'm Carolyn Nagel from the Fox Valley Special Recreation Association, and it's a pleasure to receive the check from Candy. Candy's son has been involved in our program for a long time, Candy's been instrumental in helping us guide our services to the true needs that the family members have and the children and adults that we serve. So it's a pleasure to receive it from you, Candy. For those in the TV land and those of you who may be new to the council, the Fox Valley Special Recreation Association is an extension of 7 member agencies, 6 of which are park districts, and 1 is the Village of South Elgin Parks and Recreation Department. We serve children and adults with any type of disability. I think our youngest is about 18 months, and our oldest one is well into their 80s. We are seeing all different types of issues facing the population that we have. Those that are being dealt with by the general population are being dealt with by those people with individuals with disabilities. We have mental health needs. We have emotional needs. We have physical needs. We have the aging process now actually impacting those individuals who many years ago may not have lived the lifetime that they are now. So we're experiencing the geriatric issues that are confronting those clients as well. We have been fortunate we talk about the collaboration with the member agencies behind me. The Association for Individual Development and Day One Network, we have worked together to try to identify how we can work together collaboratively to better serve the adult population in adult services. For any of those who do not have the opportunities for employment or the funding's not there for the employment, that adult daytime for those adult members with disabilities who cannot be necessarily left at home because their family members are working, are looking for opportunities. And we're brainstorming with them of how we can meet that need. And we have the structure of the therapeutic recreation setting and facilities throughout our 7 member agencies to be able to be probably a little bit more creative in thinking outside the box and putting those together and working with them to develop more of those opportunities. Our funds that we're going to be receiving, that we have received tonight, are going to help us with our more of our case management of those individuals who are receiving our inclusion services. Those are the kids and the adults who go into the recreation programs with others who do not have disabilities. We're seeing the challenges of autism. As was mentioned earlier, that number is skyrocketing. Out of 215 kids in our summer day camp program, 71 had autism. That is unbelievable. But we're seeing the mental health, we're seeing emotional, we're seeing mood disorders, we're seeing bipolar in the kids going to the pre- and the post-day programs that are offered by the park districts. Our role as a facilitator from the Special Recreation Agency is to go in and help provide the companion or the staff training to be able to address those needs so that inclusion experience is successful not only for the child with the special need, but for the whole group there because it impacts us all and we all learn from one another. So our role is to spend that time with the individuals that we serve and the staff training, the family members to make that a positive opportunity. While our member park districts actually pay for the cost to if an aid is needed for that, the service that you're helping to provide is to have our staff time in the assessment and the ongoing over and above the actual delivery of the service as to how to create it and to make it successful. Our services are very broad. That's just one aspect of what we do, but your help is making a difference and helping us keep those kids in those inclusive settings where they have the choice to be able to do that, which is a ultimate goal of their life. So on behalf of our board of directors and our agency and all of our clients that we serve, thank you for your support and your recognition of the importance of our services. Thank you.
Thank you.
And my last check is for the Association for Individual Development for $31,000.
Oh, well, I guess.
In fact, Ms. Plotsky emailed me as well just prior to arrival. They, too, had a conflict this evening, something about the white frozen stuff. Who else is from Elgin who made it? Hey, that's pretty impressive. Yeah, way to go, Mr. Red and Center guy. Welcome.
Hi, I'm Lisa Shadle, the newest member of the Mental Health Board, so you may have remembered me from the June or July meeting. But it's been an eye-opening experience, and if you ever have a chance to sit through our November board meeting, the agencies do an amazing job explaining what they do and how they service our
residents, and it's a very impressive experience. I have two checks. The first one is for NAMI for $800.
My name is Jim McNish. I'm a resident of Geneva on the board of directors of NAMI. NAMI is an affiliation, it's a national affiliation, made up primarily of family members, caregivers, and other people that deal with the seriously mentally ill. Our association is focused on education for family members who have to deal with mental illness and haven't really thought too much about it until it happens, and then they're generally not prepared. So we find that we're able to provide training programs that last for about 8 weeks to help them deal with it. We have materials to hand out. We have training programs in schools. We run support centers in different parts of the county. To a large degree, we raise our own funding. However, there's been a new facet to what we do, and that is in the criminal justice side of the fence, which I think offers an opportunity that hasn't been fully explored. And by that I mean, first of all, the coordination between all of the pieces, state's attorneys, public defenders, law enforcement, sheriff's offices, caregivers, emergency caregivers, ambulances, and the rest of it. And in Kane County, we have produced a protocol. It took 2 years to produce it. It's now in its third edition. It's one of the best protocols in the country. That's a very nice step. Secondly, we produced or created out of the people that participated in the protocol a treatment alternative court. This is a small court. It has about 8 to 12 people currently. It's been running for 3 years. And it brings people who have not committed a felony but a misdemeanor, who are facing jail time, and they go in front of the judge of this special court, and he makes them an offer that if you stay in the program for 2 years and do what we say you will do, i.e. medication, whatever exercises or tasks that are given, at the end of the 2 years, you'll be discharged with no record. It's been working quite well. I must say in the last 2 weeks we've graduated two more people. There's four more waiting for the intake. This court was started through federal funding, which ran up. But fortunately, NAMI was able to work with the Sheriff's Association to pass a law that allowed an assessment, and frankly I forget quite how it goes because it's been a few years ago, but it had to do with misdemeanors of driving infringement, nothing major. And the court is allowed to charge, I think, $5 per incident. And that money is directed to the treatment of mentally ill to support the court. And currently it generates between $32,000 to $38,000 a year, which is very helpful seeing as how the federal funding after 2 years is run up. And so now we're looking for ways to support the court. I think the budget is around $52,000, so there's a shortfall there that we're going to try to fill, and we will be going around looking for support in other parts of King County to fill the need. But the court is special. There's only 13 in Illinois. Judge Sheldon is on a special committee for Illinois to try to direct how the courts ought to work in the future. In closing, I would like to mention that as a result of the protocol and as a result of the court, let's say there's an interrelationship that's been established over the last number of years where we kind of talk to each other, and we were able to convince the law enforcement side to conduct a one-week training program, 8 hours a day, for 5 days for 26 law enforcement officers in King County to how to deal with the seriously mentally ill and how you diffuse the situation. The psychiatrists were there to give them a sort of an overview The emergency people from the different hospitals were there so the law enforcement officers could meet individuals that they could relate to when they made that decision, do they go to jail or did they go to the hospital? And we heard back, this has just been and NAMI helped finance that thing. We heard back recently from the Aurora Police that the law enforcement officers were very, very pleased. So right now we think we're on a high. Of course, comes the winter and the snow, and you're no longer on a high. But I just wanted you to know that in Kane, it's not a one ball game, but there's been steps taken and interrelationships formed that might make a change in how we deal with the seriously mentally ill. They don't belong in jail if they're off their meds. When they're in jail, they cost the county money. They cost law enforcement time, public defenders, state's attorneys. It's a great waste of time, and it brings no benefit to the seriously mentally ill because they're still seriously mentally ill. And as long as the issues are not major, divert them as opposed to incarcerate them. And that's what we're teaching the new law enforcement group. Hopefully it will be useful. I want to thank you very much on behalf of our group.
Thank you. Mr. McNish, you're very humble. You're one of our distinguished residents.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, so the McNish family is well-respected. So.
And the last check tonight for the Mental Health Board, but not the least, is the Tri-Cities Family Services for $26,000.
Ed, I did not see you out at the 5K race.
I was there, but way behind.
It snowed like this that day.
It did. I was limping along.
That was unbelievable.
I had
a great
day because it was my first walk with my brand new grandson.
So, oh, my God. Congratulations.
My name is Jim Otepka. I'm director of Tri-City Family Services. We've been in the area for 43 years, providing a range of family-centered mental health services to the residents of the greater Elgin area. Our primary line of service is counseling, and within our counseling program, about 60% of our clients are children and adolescents and their moms and dads. We also provide a pretty wide range of prevention and early intervention programs, about 14 at this point in time that are in part supported by funds from this group. We do want to thank you and the members of the Mental Health Board for your support of our efforts. Annually, we serve between 300 and 400 Genevans in our programs. So I want to acknowledge the time and effort invested in the allocation process by the members of the Mental Health Board. They are indeed excellent stewards of the Geneva Mental Health tax dollars. Well, last year when I was here about this time, I wasn't sure what the coming year would hold for us. As you know, the forecast wasn't particularly bright. As you can appreciate, while the recession may have been officially over, it is not over for many of our clients. Over the past year, we've in fact seen a 30% increase in the number of folks who request an adjustment to their fee at the agency. And mind you, all of our services are available to folks on a sliding scale basis, meaning that we assign fees, at least initially out of the gate, on the basis of income and family size, and it's pretty routine now for folks to say, I need a further adjustment. 80% of our clients, in fact, pay a less than full fee for their services, and more than 40%, at least in our counseling program, pay $25 or less per session. At the end of last June, 63%, I find this to be a pretty startling number, 63% of our client families were reporting in this area annual incomes of $30,000 or less. Last year, that figure stood at 39%. Things are changing. What we're hearing about increasing levels of poverty is true in this community as well. Last year, the percent of agency clients who were coming to us with Medicaid benefits was 37%. At present, 52% of our children and adolescents are receiving Medicaid benefits for mental health services, an indication of changed economics in our area. But I really do mean it when I say that there's much to be grateful for. I'm grateful that despite the reduction in staffing capacity that we had to exercise this past year, we were still able to provide those 311 Genevans that we served more than 4,300 hours of service. Considering the needs of our clients and the fact that 80% of the folks who come through our door request services or request assistance with three or more presenting issues, depression, anxiety, family violence, divorce, you name it, three or more presenting issues. It really is a privilege to be able to provide unbillable social work and case management services to all the folks who need our assistance, accompanying them to IEP staffings, advocating on their behalf of the school system, accompanying them to court occasionally, accompanying them to the state's attorney's office, helping them access other programs. That's a big part of what we do. It distinguishes us certainly from the private practice marketplace, and it makes us a community agency. I'm also grateful for the new series of Thinking Good, Feeling Great anxiety groups we've been able to institute this year without any new initiative money. I'm also grateful for the fact that we've resurrected our very important Mindful Emotions group for teenage girls, which is, again, going great guns, and for the successes we've had with our co-ed adult anger management program. It was an experiment about 2 years ago, and never thought we could pull off a co-ed anger management program, and it's gone extremely well. And I'm grateful for all the other prevention, early intervention programs we've been able to provide the community, from our single moms support group and our anxiety, our postpartum anxiety and depression support group, to our wide range of kids anger management programs, our wilderness programs, on and on. I think they're key to being an effective provider in any community. I can also tell you that it lifted everyone's spirits last week when we distributed over 54 bundles of gifts to 54 client families through our annual Spirit of Giving program. The outpouring of community support was just phenomenal. Made you feel proud to be part of this community. Just today, one of our therapists at our Monday staff meeting shared a pretty great story, which makes you put everything in perspective. She told the story about a young mom and a single mom and daughter that she'd been working with for a couple years. Initially, the little girl was referred to us by the school because of behavioral problems in class. Not surprisingly, it was determined fairly early into the therapy process that mom was struggling with a number of issues, including a history of abuse in her own family of origin. It took quite a bit of time for the therapist to develop enough trust with the client to engage in a therapy process with her. She had been estranged from her family for many years and was really struggling with that unfinished business. Today, the therapist mentioned that last week she was finally successful in getting the client to send to her parents a Christmas card and a photo of their granddaughter, whom they'd never met. And today she was thrilled to say that they'll be getting together for the first time in many years in Christmas. So it's a great story, and certainly stories like that you make possible through your support of all that we do, and we couldn't create these stories in the lives of our clients without your ongoing support. So on behalf of our board and staff and all those folks who enable us to serve, I thank you very much, and I wish you happy holidays. And if I could just say, Your Honor, that I'm driving over here, Darlene. I was thinking that maybe this would be the last time I'd have the chance to sit with you at one of these meetings. So it's been great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Alderman Pollack.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Dantino, are you done?
I am done. Thank you.
Well, I'd like to thank Alderman Dantino and all the recipients. You know, as I listen to the recipients, I want to thank all the board members and the recipients for your time, your passion, and your efforts. You know, Mother Teresa said it best when she said, the miracle is not that you do this work, but you are happy to do it. Merry Christmas. Thank you. Thanks, ma'am.
Thank you. Anyone else from the dais? Or?
Yeah.
I don't think you can beat
don't
that.
Don't want your
top. Well, let's give it a shot. Folks, perfect. By all means, feel free to escape and obviously drive carefully. But thanks for that comment about crash. that was yeah, Chairman. So please be careful, and thank you for all the passion and expertise you bring to help the community. Appreciate it. Is that a quick break or no? We'll continue on while people mix and mingle, if no one objects. We're going to move down to item 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments from any member of the council tonight? No? How about item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk can be considered as routine and can be enacted by one single motion.
So move.
Motion by Singer, seconded by Vogelsberg. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph Gentino.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ray Pollack.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Thank you. Item number 10. Municipal bills for payment. I kindly ask our clerk to please read the bills to be considered and voted upon.
Bills for payment total $1,490,908.33.
Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read and as displayed on the city website.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Brown to pay the bills as read and displayed on the city's website, seconded by Alderman Hill. Any questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ray Pollack.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Folks, we're down to item 13, new business. First, we always defer to those in the audience joining us this evening. Is there any new business or queries or comments that anyone would like to share, make, throw in our general direction? From the dais.
Our standard Merry Christmas to everyone.
Well done. Pithy yet appropriate. I have one bit of new information. I don't know if any of you know this or not, but I received a very exciting email from our dear friend Bob Van Gescom. Everyone know who Bob Van Gescom is?
Yes, we do.
He's the superintendent of our water division.
He's also Mr. Green Jeans. That's different. Okay, sorry.
That's Bob Keeshan.
There you go.
Mm. Close.
The Environmental Protection Agency, State of Illinois.
That was Bob Piper. Right.
Presented Mr. Van Gescom with his Class 3 Wastewater Treatment Works Operator, qualified to operate Group 3 and 4 Wastewater Treatment Works. So Bob has once again proven his extraordinary talent by receiving an award from the state. And if that's not impressive enough, guess what?
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 The City of Geneva drinking water has been voted the best tasting water in Kane County for the second year in a row.
Awesome. Wow, great. All right.
Good living, isn't it?
Yeah. Great job.
That's impressive.
That is very impressive. Mm-hmm. Very impressive. What do you want for $38 million? Very impressive. Don't write that down, Shorey. You already crucified me in the paper, for God's sake. Any other new business from the dais?
And we do have a meeting next week.
Yes, we do. We have a special meeting on the 27th to consider the levy. I just got an update. The Bears have forfeited. Interesting.
It's too cold.
I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Piper, seconded by Mr. Hill, who knew George Halas. All in favor, please say aye.
I may actually miss one.